The one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration is this Saturday, and NewsWorks Tonight has been exploring how the administration has handled a number of critical issues over the past year. Pulse reporter Alana Gordon covers addiction, and she joins us now to weigh in on the opioid epidemic. Hello, Alana.
Hi.
So what have you found?
I've been talking with different addiction and treatment and health leaders around Philadelphia, and what we know is that this overdose crisis does not appear to be letting up. There were a record estimated 1,200 overdose deaths just in the city last year. Doesn't seem like there's a coroner or family that hasn't been affected throughout the city. And so within all of that, I've really been looking at how, since President Trump took office, what people have been weighing in on what they've seen in terms of changes, support, all that sort of stuff. And one of the first things to know is that as Trump was campaigning for office, opioids and addiction was a big part of his vocal platform. In the fall, he declared a national public health emergency.
Beyond the shocking death toll, the terrible measure of the opioid crisis includes the families ripped apart and, for many communities, a generation of lost potential and opportunity. This epidemic is a national health emergency.
His agency has outlined a 5-point opioid strategy. But again, how this is playing out in terms of support and policy changes on the ground is way more complicated and contentious.
So what are the key things that have happened?
One of the things that's most apparent to me is something that President Obama signed right at the end of his term, which was the 21st Century Cures Act. And this opened up a ton of money for opioids and addiction. I talked with Dr. Eleanor McCants-Katz about this. She's now the Assistant Secretary for the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. She's been in the thick of addiction, and she's really passionate about what her agency's doing. And here's what she talks about what the Cures Act can do.
Money became available, $500 million a year, for each of 2 years that we have allocated to the states and are assisting them with developing approaches for helping their communities to address the opioid crisis in regard to prevention activities, treatment activities, and recovery services in communities.
The Trump administration has been overseeing this, but people I've heard from locally say they haven't really seen that support trickle down yet. It's taking time. And I mean, grants are just opening up for that sort of setting up centers of excellence, for example, to study what works and what doesn't. Another big thing that happened this past year was this opioid task force that was set up. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie chaired it. They came out with a series of recommendations that focused on like public health responses, removing Medicaid restrictions, improving access to naloxone, overdose reversing drug, increasing access to medication assisted treatment. And there's a lot of not just funding things that can go with it, but regulatory changes that can really, people say, really help ease that access. And people are just waiting in a lot of ways, or kind of wary of hearing these great ideas, but wanting to see more actual movement in terms of those policy changes. So I talked with Michael Harl. He's one of the people that echoed this. He's head of one of the biggest treatment centers in the state and in the region, Gaudenzia. He does see that something like this crisis has been more than a decade in the works. So you can't expect one administration in 1 year to make like some sweeping change to all of this, but here's what he had to say.
We do not have enough resources. My staff are underpaid and overwhelmed generally, and that's been going on for a while, and we're trying to work on it, but it's tough. But there's been a lot of discussion about what to do with not a lot of real serious actions.
Alana, let's talk about stigma and what the city of Philadelphia is doing to change the perception of addiction.
So I think it really helps to have this conversation have such a big spotlight nationally. I think people are really welcoming of the increased attention, for example, even at the federal level. But locally, that's playing out in different ways where we're now seeing more of a focus of looking at addiction as a disease. We're seeing a harm reduction model. The city now is a harm reduction coordinator. And that really looks at addiction in a much more nuanced way, where it's not just about don't use drugs or drugs are bad or you're bad for using drugs, but more about how to reduce the harms to yourself and to others. At the same time, there are also some differing and competing approaches to all of this. And we have at the federal level Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has been taking a more enforcement-oriented approach.
an extraordinarily complex issue. And Alana Gordon, you will be, I'm sure, reporting for us as 2018 unfolds. Alana Gordon is a reporter for The Pulse. Thank you so much.
Thank you.